not receiving the testimony they gave, and that the promise is in chapter 11 that during the purification process, those people that have been scattered in Adventism during this crisis time, that he will gather them, and he will gather them into a unity to finish the work. And chapter 12 tells us what happens to those men that have allowed this disunity to exist in the church by rejecting light. And all of this story is the same event. Ezekiel uses a rule that you find in prophecy over and over again. A prophet will give a sequence of events. He'll get to a certain point, and then he'll give another view, and that other view goes back to the beginning of the first view, and it tells something else about the same sequence of events. And this we find in chapter 8, describing who's going to receive the mark of the beast. Chapter 9, same time sequence, who's going to receive the seal of God. Chapter 10 tells us that God is in control of these events, same sequence, but the Sunday law is going to purify the church. Chapter 11 tells us that during this purification process, those that are sealed will come into unity. And chapter 12 tells us what happens to those that do not come into this unity. It's all an overlay of visions that are speaking about the same time period. Now, in chapter 9, Sister White says these words will be literally fulfilled, and the emphasis of chapter 9 is the sealing of God's people. In the Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, volume 4, page 1161, we're told, just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, it is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but a settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has already begun. The judgments of God are now upon the land to give us warning that we may know what is coming. Now, the judgments of God are giving us warning about what's coming, because what's coming when the Sunday law test is applied is that national apostasy is followed by national ruin. And there's a little time of trouble that takes place while probation for the world is closing. And then when probation for the world closes and Christ finishes his work in the most holy place, then the seven last plagues are poured out. The great time of trouble begins. What's coming for us, brothers and sisters, is the judgments of God. And the judgments of God that are taking place today in our world, and they are warning us that we are on the verge of an increased time of crisis, and that this increase in the crisis begins at the Sunday law.